Thanks for downloading this podcast from WJFK.com. It's just as easy to go to LiveNation.com, click a couple times, and get your tickets to the Family Values Tour, featuring Korn, Evanescence, and more, Saturday, July 28th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets for the Family Values Tour are on sale now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up!
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There was an athlete, had a dog, and Mike Vick was his name. Oh. And Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Hey, Chris Hansen, how's my ass?
Because you got a nice ass.
Hey, gotta watch out for that. Bad breath, though.
Beware of the backward step.
Ooh.
It's a warning about your breath.
And that leads, of course, to a dirty box.
Oh, good God. It is just without a doubt the dirtiest box I've ever seen.
In a dirty box, you've got...
Looks like baby vomit.
Baby vomit.
We've filled up enough time where they're going to sing... and you and a dog named Boo. Well, the dog's name is not Boo.
No.
I don't know what the dog's name is. Hello, come in. Smithfield, Virginia. Hello, Smithfield, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Are you drinking water?
Hello.
Hello, come in. Smithfield, Virginia.
Hold on a second. I just want to finish... Have it by drink. Can I finish having my drink?
Sure.
Hello?
What is your name, please?
I don't have a name. I'm just a dog. I am one of the only living dogs to be taken away from Michael Vick's property. I'm a former surviving fighting dog.
What did he
and
do?
I'm on your show.
What did he do to you, dog?
Well, many, many things. I'm just glad it's over, man. I'm just tired and I'm still sick. I haven't been treated well.
Your nails grow.
My talons grow out of my paws. All the other little doggies are jealous of my fingernails. I gotta tell you one thing that was brutal.
What, dog?
No dog should be forced to be with another dog by using the cotton pick and rape stand.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like that at all. Sometimes, you know what I do?
What?
Just for fun, Don.
What do you do?
I lick my nasty doodad. I think I'm going to call myself Blue.
Has Mike Vick...
You played a song with me and you and a dog named Blue.
Oh, that's it.
Boo.
That's who, not Blue.
No! What was that?
What was what?
I'm sorry. I'm real edgy. I'm very jumpy.
What did Michael Vick do to you, Blue?
Well, all my friends, you know, if they wouldn't fight, did all sorts of terrible things. And I just feel I just want to put my paws over my eyes and not talk about it.
They want to sing?
In fact, I don't even... Yeah. And you had a dog named Blue. You know, you even mentioned that name.
Michael Vick?
Oh, he's
mad. I don't like him.
He's let me down. He's let an awful lot of people down.
More water.
Hey, why do you like sniffing other dogs' butts so much?
There's no greater satisfying feeling in the cotton picking world than coming up to a total stranger dog and sniffing on their butt. You can tell, Don, more about another dog by sniffing its butt than you can licking its face, seeing the way it walks, looking in its eyes. You can tell the whole history of every dog that dog's been with one cotton-picking sniff of the butt. And I was wondering if I could come up to your part of the world. Where are you, Maryland?
I'm in Virginia.
And outside of D.C.?
Yeah.
You think if I came up, you'd let me sniff your butt? Just one time.
You know, I love dogs. I wouldn't hurt dogs. Of course you could You could sniff my anal vapors.
I'm sitting in the cotton picking studio down here, the satellite studio. All they gave me was a bowl of water, Don. No food. All I asked for was some Yukonuba, and they couldn't even pull that. I said, go down to the local pet store. Get me some, or maybe make that the dog food made out of, you know, some orange Ruffy and baby Limas and do that type of thing. I don't even have a cotton picking tennis ball.
What can you tell us about your time as Michael Vick's dog?
Well, my time was spent during the day just worrying when he was going to arrive at the property, because when we knew he pulled in whatever expensive highfalutin car he had, it was going to be trouble for us dogs. Otherwise, we just sit there. What we did most days was starve. We just hang out. And, you know, it got to the point after about a year when just getting a little bit of food where I didn't even have any desire to even lick myself.
How are you feeling now?
I feel very, very sick. I've been neglected. I'm very, 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 very old. Can we take a moment?
Sure.
What do you need?
Just one solitary moment, if we may.
Sure. What's up, dog?
A moment of silence for Oprah's dog. I heard about that out of the news. A dog is a dog, Don, no matter whether she's a famous lady or not. You know
dogs.
What I'm talking about. But I tell you one thing. I got these rows of nipples on either side of my stomach.
Yeah.
They go one down the right side, other down the left side.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Could you milk me? I haven't had puppies, but I don't know why I got these cotton-picking nipples in the first place.
What would you do to Michael Vick if you could?
If I could have that Michael Vick for just a few seconds, what I'd do is I'd chew him like a leather rawhide toy. And now, you know, that's not the kind of fast chew where we wolf down a dog treat.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you give me a little kibble or a bit and say, that's a good boy. I'd do that kind of dawing thing like I do on a bully stick.
Hey,
you know what a bully stick is? Mike O'Bara's dog has about 30 of them in his bedroom.
And that's
right
some
now.
Kind of like petrified penis?
It's a bull's penis.
Huh.
And they call it a bully stick, and you just gnaw and gnaw. And I would gnaw and gnaw and gnaw and gnaw on Michael Vick right up from the tip of his toe all the way up to the top of his head until he was gone. And then I'd look and watch, and I'd invite the other dogs to watch as he comes out at my poo, at my doggy do.
Oh.
And
sit.
I'd say, look at that.
Sit.
Be fantastic.
Sit.
And then I'd shake him in a figure eight.
Sit.
I'm sit.
Stand. Down. Roll over.
I can't.
What?
I can't.
Why?
He hit me.
Oh.
He hit me out of the back.
Oh.
I can't do the rollover trick. I go halfway like this. What do you think? Yeah. Paws up in the air, dog.
If I was to scratch you on your belly, would your left or right leg start to twitch spasmodically?
Yeah, you scratch me in the right spot, you'd be able to do that. But you know another thing about Michael Vick that makes me angry?
What?
Never let me watch my favorite movie, Cujo. I like Benji, Cujo. I like all those dogs.
You like Underdog coming out?
I sure do.
What about Air Bud? You like that movie?
Underdog is what I'm excited about. I hope they'll let me go into the theater. They did that one time when I was working for one of those blind people.
Oh,
they had me in the straps, but then I peed inside the lobby.
Oh.
That's like putting butter on popcorn, or I was putting on a little stand there. I don't know. I just lost my marbles. I think I might be rabid.
Really?
I think I might be rabid, really. I love Snow Dogs. You ever see that one? That's kind of sad. That's a good movie, too. I enjoy that. I really do. I like all
the
movies about
What about Old Yeller,
that's
huh?
Sad movie.
And that's the be-all, end-all, right?
You got to kill the dog in the air. What is it with people try to kill dogs? It's not right, and I'm here to put my paw down.
What would you say?
I don't want this to happen any longer.
What would you say to all those retards that have been calling us today, saying that dog fighting is acceptable, it's been around forever?
I'd say to the retards, you tell the retards that have called your show that there's a pit bull. It might be a little lead, might have lost a few pounds, but if I see any of those dog fighters, I'm going to corner them, and I know how to do it, too. I know how to latch on and not let go, so they'll lift their arm up, and I'll be hanging off and ripping the flesh off. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And then I'll sit there as they're screaming and crying, and I'll go, and I'll, as I mentioned before, I'll do what I do best, lick my nasty doodads. That's what I like to do. Hold on a second. What? Here comes one of the other dogs. Hello. Can I sniff you? Thank you. Oh, that's good.
Oh.
Yes, no, don't move away yet. Stay right there. Come on now. Don't get embarrassed. Don't get shy on me.
Now, are you always the sniffer or are you the sniffy?
This is a Dalmatian right now. I'm real excited about it. It's a nice little Dalmatian.
Is that your cell phone ringing?
No, it's not my cell phone. I don't care. Where can I put a cell phone unless I was to put it in my crack?
Exactly.
And dogs don't have a crack. They got a little knot. It's just a little thing. It looks like a target in a carnival. That's what dogs have. Some of them press out. Some of them go in. I'm having a good time. You go. You run along now, Susie.
Oh.
Thanks so much. That was Susie. That's a great butt.
Do you ever sniff male dogs' butts?
Yeah. I sniff all dogs' butts. Men, women. It doesn't matter to me. That's how you know what they're up to. I remember I sniffed a dog's butt one time, and I knew he was bad news. Sure enough, later that afternoon, we got into a fight. Not the fake kind. The real kind. Real dog fight. You know, real dog fight, we walk away after a while.
Now, what is a real dog fight like? Tell us what that is like.
Well, for example, you ever see, I'll be back and I'll give you a perfect case scenario. Are you ready for it, dog?
I'm ready, sure.
I'll be in my backyard and it doesn't have a fence and I'll be walking over to the fence post and of course I'm going to mark my territory by putting down a little number one.
Right.
Well, then as soon as I put down my number one, I start to spell somebody else's number one. And sure enough, I looked down and somebody else has put their number one on my number one, and that's a taboo that I can't tolerate, or otherwise all the other dogs will think I'm not a man.
And at that point, do you roll up your little paws into fists, or do you slap? What do you do?
No, what I do is I curl my upper lip. I curl my lip back so they can see my teeth. And as soon as the dog leaves number one in your number one spot, yeah, that's a dog telling you, he wants your space, and that's my space, and I want to take him on.
Are you on MySpace?
I have a MySpace page. Huh. Yes, look for Blue, bluedoodads.com. I plan extensive rehab, and I hope to be humping by Labor Day. I really do.
I got a joke for you.
Have you seen that picture on the internet where the dogs are doing it, and the other dog throws up? That's just about the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What about dogs playing poker?
Dogs playing poker is old news. I like the fresh and the new. That's what I enjoy.
Hey, here's a joke for you.
Hey, and incidentally, don't buy your dog food from China. That's bad stuff. I hear it's poison. Yeah.
Old West.
Yeah.
Dog goes into a bar.
Yeah.
Says, I'm looking for the man that shot my paw.
I like that.
That is funny, Don. I know you know comedians.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah. Who let the dogs out? I'd like to thank the authorities for freeing me and a couple of my friends from Michael Vick's property, and I vow to you today that publicly, privately, in any circumstances, I will never raise my paw to another dog.
I will never
bare my teeth to another dog. All I will do for the rest of my days is find as many cotton-picking butts to sniff as I possibly can.
Thank you for being on the show, Blue. Right. Blue Vic.
I love my computer you sent me, too. Thank you for that, but my paw has trouble with the mouse. Give me one that's got the wheel on it. That'll make it easier for me.
There was an athlete had a dog, and Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
That's just stupid.
Is that you?
That's not my voice. Doesn't sound like me.
And Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
Sounds like it might be my cousin Duke, though.
You know what it's time for?
Is it time for Curly?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, hello, cat lover.
Hi, Mr. Dog.
Are you sure you'd like to? You know, I didn't mention the main reason I came on your show.
Why is that, dog?
Is there anybody who'd like to adopt me? I need a home. I know how to behave myself around wealthy people. I make a great pet. And I don't poop on the carpet.
That's good.
Thank you very much. Listen, if you can't help me, get Barbara Harrison on the line. I'd like to sneak in as a dog to Wednesday's Child.
Yeah. No, you have to go on Pet Line Thursday.
Pet Line Thursday. Whatever floats your boat, that's it. You got news coming up?
Oh, we do, dog.
All right. I'm going to go down the hallway and drink out of the toilet.
Help yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
Buzz?
Yes.
Stand by.
All right.
Stand by.
Stand by, humans.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Always imitated, never duplicated. The Family Values Tour. Still the best value of the summer.
I do not dare deny the basic beast inside.
Featuring Korn and Evanescence. Saturday, July 28th, Nissan Pavilion. Plus special guest, Atreyu. Flyleaf. Hell Yeah and Trivium.
Hell Yeah.
plus another set of bands on the Guitar Hero second stage. All lawn tickets just $9.99. Tickets available at the Nissan Pavilion box office. All Ticketmaster locations. Charge by phone and online at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. The Family Values Tour 2007. The most kick-ass lineup. Korn, Evanescence, Atreyu, Flyleaf, Hell Yeah, and Trivium. Sponsored by Guitar Hero. Produced by Live Nation. Go!